When President Bush nominated Paul Wolfowitz, he pointed to the Deputy Defense Secretary's prior experience as U.S. ambassador to Indonesia. But Aristides Katopo, publisher of Sinar Harapan, or Ray of Hope newspaper in Jakarta, says the reaction to the World Bank appointment has been mixed in Indonesia.
In some ways, people are happy that Mr. Wolfowitz, who has been ambassador here in Indonesia, at least knows about third world countries, about Indonesia, about Asia. At the same time, there is some concern that the World Bank may be focused too much to support American interests in the Middle East.
After meeting with Mr. Wolfowitz in Brussels this week, European Union officials said they had no objections to his nomination to head the World Bank. However, Philippe Joly, U.S. bureau chief for Le Figaro daily newspaper, describes the European initial response as not that positive.
Even though the first reaction at the level of the government in France and in most countries in Europe was not enthusiastic, not a single European government has spoken openly against the nomination of Mr. Wolfowitz. I think there are many reasons. After President Bush's trip to Europe, those countries don't want to open a new dispute with the U.S. on such an issue. And I think the last reason, maybe the one they don't often mention, is that they acknowledge that Mr. Wolfowitz is a brilliant man, that he very well can adapt to the job, and as Chancellor Schroeder said, he might very well be a good surprise.
The only country that was not surprised was China. China receives more money from the World Bank than any other nation, and the Beijing government's official reaction has been that it can work with whoever leads the World Bank. But Chinese reporter Mr. Lei says that many people in China perceive Paul Wolfowitz as a controversial figure.
When I first heard the news, I felt a little strange because it raised so many questions. For example, why would President Bush nominate a person like him with a strong military background to be director of the World Bank? Another thing is that his nomination raised objections and speculation in Europe. I just feel that the beginning of his tenure were running into some public relations problems because the nomination was so controversial.
Mona El-Tahawi, a New York-based Egyptian journalist who writes a column for the London-based pan-Arab newspaper Ashark al-Awsat, says reaction in the Arab world to the prospect of Paul Wolfowitz as leader of the World Bank has been a mixture of anger and resignation.
Anger that the man perceived to be the chief architect of the invasion and war on Iraq is being sort of rewarded with this position, and resignation at the fact that most people in the Arab world realize they have no say in this and see this as another example of the Bush administration continuing to push a policy and to push various people in various positions regardless of how the world perceives such a policy. Most people in the Arab world believe that this is just another example of a unilateralist policy from the Bush administration.
Mona El-Tahawi says Mr. Wolfowitz has a lot to do to reverse his record concerning what she calls many fallacies that were circulating just before the invasion 2 years ago.
He was the one responsible for saying Iraqis would meet U.S. troops with open arms, which they didn't. He was one of the main people saying that Saddam had a WMD arsenal, which was proven again not to be true. But I think one of the things that is coming through, albeit reluctantly, whether it's in the Arab world or the international stage, is almost a willingness to kind of reconsider the other aspect of what Wolfowitz stood for, which was democracy in the Arab world and reform. And speaking personally, I was against the invasion of Iraq, but I know that, you know, the kind of the shakeup that the Iraq war has had on the Arab world has led to reverberations that we're seeing in other countries such as Saudi Arabia, Lebanon, Egypt. So maybe Paul Wolfowitz could use that kind of, you know, almost glimmer of light because he knows that he has a lot to prove. Perhaps he will work extra hard to make this a successful appointment. We'll see.
Paul Wolfowitz acknowledges he is a controversial figure, but stresses his commitment to the bank's mission and his intention to work as an international civil servant responsible to the entire membership of the global organization. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.